What's going on? Y'all know who it is. Alex B. Sitting in front of my house right now. Normally I do these while I'm in the car, but we're going to change it up today. Lessons for this week. You know, I got a lot of gems to give you guys. You know, a lot of things happened. I learned a lot of new things and a few old things that I remember too. So I'm going to try to keep this in 10 minutes or less. You know, I don't really like the whole fluff thing. I like to get straight to the point, give y'all what y'all need, so y'all can go about y'all day. Before I do that, though, let me get into some, like, some announcements, man. If y'all hadn't already, you know what I'm saying, hit the website, honestgains.pro. That's for all your fitness needs. Hit up alexborgella.com. That's all your entrepreneur stuff. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Honest Gains. Yeah, anyway, let's get into this. All right, so the first thing is this. Dream killers, right? Dream killers. I want to talk about dream killers real quick. Don't let people kill your dream. So, well, what do I mean by that? So, I was going through the book by Steve Harvey. Was it Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success? He was talking about how he wrote the letter, well, how he wrote down what he wanted to be and how the teacher tried to kill his dreams. A lot of people will be a dream killer. You know, you'll say you want to do something, people will come at you a little bit crazy, they won't see the vision, they're going to say some slick stuff to you, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to try to deter you from doing what it is that you want to do. But I'll challenge you to instead take that as a challenge. Oh, you can't do that. Well, watch me do that. Oh, you'll never be able to make it. Watch me make it. You see what I'm saying? Don't take that negative and turn it into a positive and use it as fuel for you to get where you need to be and do what you need to do. You know, I'll give you a story of a dream killer for me, you know. When I first started really getting into the entrepreneurship, you know, so I tried to hit up a few friends, and one of my friends hit me with the line, you know, when you got $500,000 in the bank, and you got your own, when you own your own home, driving a Mercedes Benz, blah, 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 then I'll start following you, right? Now, it didn't really deter me because now I'm annoyed. Now I'm like, you know what? Now I have to do it. I have to make this money. You know, I don't have a choice because I felt disrespected. You know, and you're not going to kill my dream that easily. Okay. Now the second thing is, which is going to caveat off of that, is going to be goals, right? Let's talk about goals. So I'm going through this training. What is this? This little interview, and they said something that just changed the way I think about everything. He said, we have challenges to make $100,000 in a day. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, in a day? Sure, I'd be happy with $100,000, you know what I'm saying, in a year. But they said in a day. And right then and there, it finally clicked in my head that my goal is too small. I'm not thinking big enough at what can actually happen. You know, and that's what a lot of us do. We play it real safe. We try to set goals that we know we can get to easily and not really push ourselves to get to where we need to be. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, whatever your goal is right now, write it down. That's another thing too. A goal that is not written down is just a dream. It's a fantasy. You're fantasizing about it. It's not an actual goal until you actually physically write it down. And you want to write it down somewhere where you can see it. And that's why they always talk about make a vision board. Well, if I go in the house, you'll see I have my vision board up there. You know, you want to write this goal down, so. Yeah, I know what it is. Just send Ted, know I'm about to get it. All right, let me get a little bit more technical in with it, right? The reason why you want to write it down is this. Words,
let's run that back.
Symbols, everything is a vibration. Right, everything is off of vibration. So when you look at the book, The Secret always talking about putting it out into the universe. But what are you putting out into the universe? You're putting out vibrations into the universe, and it's going to return to you. So if you don't write it down, if you don't speak it, put the vibrations out to the universe, it's just trapped in your head. Yeah, your brain vibrates too, but it's trapped there and you haven't put it out into the universe in order for it to start manifesting. So when you want to start manifesting your goals, you need to write it down. You need to speak it every day. They tell you to say it at least three times. Well, why three? Well, the number three is completion. You know what I'm saying? A cycle is three. If you look at the moon, for example, the mother, the maiden, the crone, it goes through three cycles. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you put the vibrations out there. So, goals. Those two tips right there. Write your goals down, because if you don't write it down, it's just a fantasy. Also, what is it called? Oh man, I just forgot what I just lost my train of thought. If you don't write it down, it's just a fantasy. And also, dream bigger. Dream bigger. Now, Before I get off of here, you know what I'm saying? I want to do something different that I don't normally do. I'm going to give you a business idea. Every one of these from here on out, I'm going to try to give you a business idea, something you can do to make money right now. Okay. So if I was to teach you sales, if I was to teach you how to make money, I would tell you it in three words: sales and marketing. Period. I don't care what it is that you're selling. I don't care what the product is, what the service is, sales and marketing. Because no matter what it is, you're going to need those things. You're going to need to sell it. You're going to need to market it. Okay. So, here's a business that you can do. Since I'm on this page right here, a lot of people don't know this information yet. The very first business that I got into that was really making me money was building websites. So, a lot of y'all sitting like, oh man, I don't know how to build a website. Okay, of course. All right, I'm about to teach you right now, real quick. Go to a website builder where there's drag and drop. You don't need to know how to do coding. All you really need is drag and drop, right? Okay, so you got Weebly, you got Wix. WordPress is a little technical, but Weebly, Wix, easy to do. You know, you got Squarespace, you got a bunch of other ones, but I use Weebly personally. It's easy to do, right? Now, where are you gonna find your clients, right? Go to like Home Depot, go to any one of these like hardware stores, go to any one of these hair salons or whatever, right? And gather up all the business cards. You're gonna go back, you're gonna go on GoDaddy, and you're gonna type in the domain name, if they even have one on their card. If they have one on their card, type in the domain name, see if they even have a website for it. If they don't have a website for it, start contacting them and then start selling them on why they need a website for their business. So go to Weebly, go out there, gather up these business cards, start typing them in, start contacting people. You know what I'm saying? So that's just one. When I do my next one, I'm gonna give y'all a whole new business that y'all can do. But anyways, I'm gonna upload this to the website. I'm keeping on Facebook for a few days. Let's get paid out here, man. We don't fake it till we make it. We just make it. Let's get it.